It's Sunday, the 20th of September, and it's 11 a.m. So, two car boots in a row, two 4:30 a.m. rises, 2 days at the car boot, two very tired people. Went to bed last night at 10, got out of bed this morning at 10. Due to aches and pains lying so long in bed. Oh my God. So very tired we were. So very tired we are. I'm okay now, and I think Mary is too. If you had your morning cereal and coffee, though Mary doesn't take coffee. The cup of tea she's having just now, she dries her hair. We've had a shower, and all that put together should in theory mean however rotten you felt when you got out of bed, you should now be invigorated and ready and up for the day ahead. Should be. The thing that gets to me after a long night is standing here at 11 o'clock, it'll soon be noon, half the day's gone. That's a consequence. The crow agrees, doesn't you, Mr. Crow? Did you have a long night this morning? Did you? Yeah. Probably until about 4:30 or something, 5:00. It's not an unpleasant morning. It's a very grey. Grey everywhere. Bright grey, mid grey, dark grey. Strong breeze blowing in the sails. Well, really. Mostly in the direction it's coming, mostly through the round and ash trees that are the other side of the fence in the park. The rest of the trees, not so much. Strange. Must be funneling. But I said it wasn't an unpleasant morning because it's dry, which is good, but it's also quite mild. And I mean mild. Really mild, actually. I put a jumper on. And it's almost just too warm for a jumper. Swings and roundabouts of weather. Yesterday morning at 5:30 as I prepared to get into the car to drive along, it was 4 degrees Celsius. 4 degrees Celsius, yes, that cold. So cold, in fact, that while I was setting the tables up, about 6:30, 6:30, 7:00. Well, it usually takes a good 3/4 of an hour to put them on, at least that. Probably more than an hour. I was in pain. I just really was in pain with my white finger, but I kept going to get everyone out, and then eventually I had to say to my wife that I need to go down to the toilet block and run my hands below the hot water tap and below the turbo dryer. They have one of those turbo dryers that really do blast. I love them, I think they're great. Hands dried in 10 seconds. But I run my hands below them for ages because it stimulates the capillaries. I'd like to put that in parenthesis. Stimulate the capillaries. See, he agrees. It's done. But my left finger, in particular my left middle finger, that is, was the worst it's ever been, ever in its life. Stone cold, dead, as in coffin dead, from tip to stem. I just had left it too long. And I wear fur-lined leather gloves all the time doing things like this, so doesn't matter. Doesn't seem to make an awful lot of difference. It just protects the skin from getting damaged because I wouldn't notice it was getting damaged. But anyway, it took ages to thaw. When it started to thaw, the pain, oh my god. I was doing mommy, daddy. As a kid, that was the things you would do, you hurt yourself. As an adult, you just swear. As a kid, well, at least in this country anyway, when you hurt yourself, it was mommy, daddy. It's sore. Oh, well. So this morning I'm feeling good. I'm actually feeling pretty damn good, actually. Full Sunday. I just used a terrible word on a Sunday. Mea culpa. Ah, dear. So, it's good to feel good. I'll tell you, that breeze is picking up, but it's so mild, it's absolutely wonderful. It's perfect temperature and strength to blow the cobwebs away. Ah, fill the lungs. Clear the head. Wake up, Dozy, you're not in bed. There's a deadly devil in the trees. Yeah, you. I'm watching you. Ham, egg and beans this morning. Senior citizens version. That's fighting talk. My lord, that's so wonderful. Apologies for noise, but just got to face into that. Now, if you could bottle that.